Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It seems like every day there's some story about some way that you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut. You notice that? They always have some kind of thing going. You got to have the app, or you got to, you know, you got to come in wearing a pumpkin on your head, or, you know, some way you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut, or a dozen of them for free.
Yeah, every day.
So do you like pancakes better, Riggins, or waffle? You're a pancake person?
I'm kind of a waffle guy.
Waffle, now. Okay. So talking about sweet things in the morning for breakfast.
Yeah, controversial.
Would you rather have a waffle or Krispy Kreme?
Ooh, a Krispy Kreme.
Me too.
A good, like a
warm Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
You could ask me, what would you want at midnight? You know, I'm probably going to pick the hot and now Krispy Kreme.
I don't want to fool with a bunch of different flavors either. No. I want the original glazed and maybe a chocolate covered, a chocolate glazed. Other than that. Now, with other types of donuts, I like to get in there and mix it up. I want a cream filled and a chocolate iced and an eclair or whatever they call them, Long Johns or whatnot, cinnamon roll. Krispy Kreme, stick with the basics.
12 hot dozen. If I'm going to Dunkin', I'm getting a variety. If I'm going to Krispy Kreme, I'm getting 12 original glazed, period. Yeah.
I'll probably do 9 and 3.
9 original.
And then 3 chocolate.
Yeah,
chocolate. No cake, no cake type donuts ever, because I'm Southern. And if you're a Southerner and you're eating cake style donuts, then you need to learn where you came from.
No filled donuts either?
Yeah, filled donuts. Yeah, not Krispy Kreme. Okay. No. But filled donuts, yeah. But always the light, fluffy donuts.
Yeah. If you had said that with a little bit of a thicker accent, you need to remember where you came from.
Where you come from.
Where you come from.
Yeah, I tell you what, you come in, you know, you try to come around with some cake type donuts, you better stay off my land.
Yeah, right. Now get. Well, I mean, listen, it's the perfect donut. It's the perfect donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's why. You know, if they can figure out they know how great they are, obviously, Dunkin'. But if they figure out how to get the word free into people's heads somehow or another, that's because that would tempt me with other regular things about life. You know, if my wife said, hey, I'll give you a Krispy Kreme hot now donut if you'll go wash my car, I'd probably just go, well, where's the hose? Let's go.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
You could be easily persuaded.
Mm-hmm. Especially since she has taken it upon herself as the gatekeeper of the home. And you'll find out about this in our podcast this week, the TJ and Jody's House podcast. She's taken it upon herself to not bring any candy corn in the house this year.
Why?
Because every year that's one of the first things that say that it's fall, y'all, in our house. She puts out the candy corn. And now I asked her about it, and she said, well, we don't need that. We don't need that candy corn. It's not good for us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Meaning your fat don't need to be eating candy corn.
Fat cell. Uh-huh. Does she normally eat the candy corn?
Little bits. Yeah, we eat a little at a time.
She eats a little bit, but you really like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. She need to mind her business.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
When I went to bed last night, I had just read a story. And when I woke up this morning, I was still thinking about this story. It has stuck with me overnight. I'm surprised I didn't dream about it. But this was shocking. And I'll just give you some of the details. It's a guy named John O'Neill. He's 33 years old. He's in Colorado. Starts his first day on the job. he's working in the lumber industry, or logging industry, rather. I want to get that right. So his first day on the job, it's 10:15. He goes to put a branch inside the wood chipper, and the branch is shaped like a shepherd's hook.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts the curved end into the wood chipper first, and what happens is it spits the stick back out, and that that hook grabs him by his, wait for it, ankle monitor, and drags him into the wood chipper.
Yeah.
And he said, I felt no pain, but what happened really quickly, it went from trying to save my legs to save my life.
Yeah.
And it happened in the blink of an eye, in seconds. Well, he was dragged into it. He technically died. That's what the phrase they used. Mm-hmm. He technically died. He lost a lot of blood. But he did survive. And unfortunately, he did lose both of his legs.
Dang.
But 15 minutes into your first day on the job, and you've lost your limbs. That's a rough first day, wouldn't you say?
So he's in the logging woods, as we say in central Louisiana. And he didn't start work until 10 o'clock?
That's what it said. 15 minutes. It was 10:18.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what their schedule looks like, but it's Denver. You know, everybody's high out there. Maybe they just have a later start.
Does it say where it was?
Yes.
Oregon or somewhere?
It was in Denver. Okay. Somewhere outside of Denver.
Right. I knew it wasn't the South.
Why did you say that?
Because if it were in the South, they would have called it a limb and not a branch.
Oh, well, that might be me.
Oh.
A branch. I don't know. I'll find out though. It was somewhere in Denver, but yeah, he's got like a positive attitude about the whole thing. And, but isn't that, you know, it catches him by his ankle monitor and drags him in there.
So did his parole officer get alerted before anybody else?
Because the
monitor was damaged and he's out of his monitor.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. They get a signal saying he took the monitor off or he damaged it. He cut it off or something.
It seems like people with the ankle monitors are always messing with the ankle monitors, either charging it or making sure. It just seems like a lot of work.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be walking around with that on your ankle all the time?
They look huge.
Yeah.
It's like attaching a AM radio to your ankle.
Isn't there somebody that's on Dancing with the Stars that has a ankle monitor?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. I think she's been voted off already, though, according to my wife. She was the Anna, what's her name, the con artist.
Yeah, they did a Netflix show about her or something.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
It's crazy to participate in Dancing with the Stars with
a Yeah, ankle. But this guy now, I don't know, where do you attach the ankle monitor if you lose your legs?
Yeah, that's the question.
He's Scott Freeman. He's good.
Well, maybe they'll have to do a wrist monitor or something, make it look like a big old Apple Watch.
They're like, we talked about it. We're just going to cut you loose now. We can't strap it to your ankle.
Well, they say, well, you can't run away. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Riggins, when you worked in retail when you were a young man, clothing retail, you were a clothier. Did they have time clocks you had to punch in, punch out? We always called it punching in and punching out, not clocking in and clocking out. But most people, I think, call it clocking in.
Make sure you punch out.
Yeah.
It's because they had a punch card, right?
Yeah. And you used to have to push the button to make it do that. So this court in Switzerland, it's either in Switzerland, it's a court in Switzerland, or it's a Swiss court, one or the other. But there is a luxury timepiece brand called Singer.
Okay.
And they had told their employees that if they need to go to the restroom during work hours, that they have to punch out and then punch back in when they get finished in the restroom.
Dang.
So the labor inspectors heard about it in 2021, told them it was illegal. So they violated labor laws and could cause workers to, quote, hold it in or not hydrate, end quote, which could lead to serious health issues. But a court just ruled this week that it's not illegal. So they are free to go back to making people clock in and clock out to go to the bathroom.
Whoa. I don't know what the laws are in Switzerland. That does seem a little unless were they experiencing a problem that people were taking way too long in the bathroom?
I would imagine, because they don't put that in the story because they want to make the company out to be the bad guys. You know, the American press does, I'm sure. But I'm guessing that it was excessive. You go, what? I was in the bathroom. You know.
You know how long it takes to go to the bathroom in these wooden shoes? You see me? I'm hustling.
And to pull down my ski bib.
It's all the way at the top of the windmill. You know, I got to go up the stairs. That's crazy, though. Yeah. You don't think that's nuts to make your employee clock out to go pee?
Again, it depends on what they've been doing. You know, if they say I'm going to pee and then they're gone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
But there's ways to handle it. Like, you can reprimand that person without making everybody clock out.
Maybe not. Maybe the employment rules with the government, the laws, say that you can't reprimand people for, you know, doing this or that. Or maybe that's the only thing they can do.
I will say it's kind of stupid to try to, you know, disappear for a while on the job when you work at a clock factory or a watch factory.
Everybody knows exactly how long you've been gone.
Exactly.
It says that Swiss labor laws say all sorts of stuff about bathrooms and how they clean them and all of that kind of stuff, but nothing about whether or not you should be paid while you're in the restroom.
Okay. I mean, they ruled and found that it was okay to do it, so you got to decide if you still want to work there.
Yeah, and then I'm just going from experience here in U.S. America when I worked at the lumber company, sawmill and stuff, and the forklift and front-end loader operators and all would go up to the mechanic shop saying that they need to take a break to go to the bathroom, and then they would come up there and use the bathroom and then stand around laughing and joking and talking about things with the mechanics for another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that may be where these Swiss people are. Yeah. They may be in there, you know, making fun of each other and spraying the fire extinguisher under the bathroom door the way we did at the mill.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I forget if it was a couple weeks ago, TJ was talking about the woman that was running somewhere. She was on a jog and she got attacked by otters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was that in America? Was it somewhere else?
I think it was somewhere else.
Well, it happened here. Another otter incident. This happened in Seattle. And this one was super scary. It actually happened last month, but the video is now circulating the internet. And it's a mom and she's got a toddler and a baby strapped to her. They walk to the end of a pier, like at a harbor, I guess. And an otter jumped out of the water and dragged the toddler back into the water with him. And the woman freaked out, obviously, and she had the baby strapped to her. So she had to go grab the kid from the otter and then run off the dock. And then the otter follows her all the way down the pier to get like his last licks in.
Yeah.
Dang. Super scary. Otters, cute, you know, but also super dangerous.
Yeah, we need to start hunting them.
Would that help?
Thin them out, yeah.
Yeah, can you eat an otter?
Yeah, you can.
You can eat anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, right. Have you ever?
I would try one.
You haven't eaten one, though?
No.
What's the...
People eat beavers, though.
Do they?
People eat beavers?
Some people do, yeah.
Did you ever try, because you like to say like, oh, it's actually very good, like the deer steak. It's very good. Was there anything that you had that was really nasty that you wouldn't try again?
Yeah, menudo.
What is menudo?
Menudo is the intestines of a cow in like a tomato, watery tomato soup kind of stuff.
Well, the way you describe it doesn't sound good.
I just had heard about it on TV my whole life. Like on Sanford and Son, they talked about menudo. And then when I was in Mexico, I ordered menudo at the restaurant. And I asked the guy that was with us, named Martin, when I got, I said, what is this? I thought you said it was beef. He goes, well, it's the inside of the cow's stomach. Well, technically, I guess that is part of the cow. But, yeah, I wouldn't try that again.
Did it look funky?
It looked like big balls of fat, and it's like hard, gristly fat.
And did you actually take a bite of like out of the fat?
I tried.
You did.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that?
He said it's the intestines. Uh-huh. Holy cow. Wow. Well, I was going to, you know, we asked this question last week. What's the most overrated food out there? But Menudo didn't make the list. I mean, no. Nobody was saying it's overrated.
Because nobody rates it high, I don't think.
No one even mentioned it. But some people pointed out caviar, and I believe that. Oysters, I also believe that.
Yeah, I don't eat oysters.
I can't get down with a raw oyster at all.
Oyster stew is the only way I'll take it.
Yeah, but then some people are saying
pimento. No, it's not.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
There will really be something for you to find out about in just a little while, and that is whether or not there will be any video version of the show today, because my camera looks like I'm a cross between the Incredible Hulk and Kermit the Frog. So,
yeah.
A little green. There may be no video today. I mean, everybody else looks great, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If mine's messed up, then it's all messed up.
Yep.
Okay.
No doubt.
The one day I did my hair. Okay.
So a couple of things that are trending. Target released these Stanley cups. It's a collaboration with the upcoming movie Wicked. And, of course, people went nuts. Almost some fists being thrown in the Target yesterday. Here's video of one of those encounters. People rushing, waiting outside of Target at 6 in the morning, waiting for an hour to get inside the store just to get their hands on these Wicked pink and green Stanley tumblers.
They're so cute.
Are they cute?
Yeah. I like any theme Stanley.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's good to know.
You mean the cups are cute, not the people.
The people aren't, no.
Okay.
No, they never are.
No.
It's not a line of models running in to get their hands on these limited edition Stanleys. But, yeah, they're getting super aggravated. And one person said, this woman just tried to rip one out of my hands. And so I don't know if they're reselling them on the internet as part of like a.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
A little side hustle.
Oh, those are neat looking.
So the ones, are you saying the people who don't look like losers are the ones who are selling them on the internet to make a profit from them?
I don't know.
Is that what you said, Regan?
I don't know what the breakdown is of good looking to non-good looking, but I know some people do that. Yeah. So,
Bless them.
Right.
Good for them.
Yeah. And another shocking video yesterday from Texas at the Star Base. That's Elon Musk's spaceship company. They brought a rocket back to Earth. And they doesn't look real, but they brought this rocket back and it's caught in midair by these robot arms. It's unbelievable to see. I don't know really what's going on in the video.
Yeah.
But it's a rocket coming back to Earth and it gets caught in midair.
Yeah. And I think Elon Musk one time said he was going to catch them with chopsticks.
They called them chopsticks in the video. Mm-hmm. And it's like literally these robot arms. But what's funny is they cut to the room where all like the engineers are. And it is the nerdiest group of people. And it's like the Super Bowl times 10. They're just going nuts. Because really, they don't have a lot. You know,
yeah, it's to save money. To save those boosters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they can reuse them again quickly.
Look at Oh
my God, this is amazing.
Look, they all have glasses. They all look the exact same.
They all look exactly alike.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Short little nerds. But like this to them, this is like as good as it gets.
Look at the rockets in like reverse. Like like it's not they took the video and that's crazy.
Yeah. We need them. Good for them. They're heroes.
Absolutely. Heck yeah. Making a lot of progress.
Love them.
Get us to Mars. Space. Let's go.
Yeah, and then today's national, it's Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day.
Columbus Day.
Whatever they're deciding to call it this year.
We call it Columbus Day. We
call it Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in...
1982.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I want to ask a little bit about Lindsay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, was there a moment, or has there been a moment where you're like, I'm not cool anymore? As you get older, do you hit a point where you're like, oh man, like maybe I'm not cool?
Yeah. But I don't look at it as I'm not cool anymore. I look at it as I don't fit in with young people anymore. I'm not giving the coolness factor to them because I don't think they're cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm more cool than they are. I just know that it's like what I do is not cool to them.
That's a better way to describe that feeling. Do you remember the first time you felt that?
Yes. Absolutely. My wife and I were shopping at the mall and we had a little baby. It was our first little baby. And I was going through Hollister because I love that store. And I walked in there and the music was too loud for me and I could not push a baby stroller through there.
Yeah.
The aisle was not made for baby strollers. So I knew at that point, okay, this is where I've jumped off.
Yeah.
I'm no longer Hollister material.
Yeah. And Lindsay, I'm sure you were when we worked together the first time, I was like, she's cool. She's a cool girl.
Yeah.
Do you still feel cool?
No.
You don't feel cool?
No.
Your husband is a former baseball player.
Yeah.
Handsome, successful. He was a cool guy. Is he still cool?
I think we're both like not so cool anymore.
Really?
I don't know. I think the older I get, the less cool I feel, especially when, you know, people are like, the Stanley Cups aren't cool. Well, I think they're cool, you know, so it's like.
Well, I thought about you specifically, Lindsay, when I saw this TikTok over the weekend. The caption is, it's her a girlfriend filming her boyfriend. And they appear to be in their mid-20s, late 20s. And she said, one day he's asking you to his fraternity date party, and now he needle points with his headlight every night. And it's her boyfriend.
What?
He's got a headlamp on. And he's doing needle point.
I all of a sudden think I'm way cooler than that, though. I
mean, that's got to be like an eye-opening experience. That's you're so like,
funny.
Wow.
You're
not the person I fell
in. In their later 20s?
Yeah, they're like early 30s, late 20s,
that's not,
say.
Yeah, that's, wow.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird, yeah.
Strange.
A little odd.
Mm-hmm.
The Stanley thing, what else do you think? I mean, not just being a parent. You could still be a cool parent. It's not the parenting thing.
No, I'd have to think on it. But there are some things I'm like, that's probably not the coolest.
Does it hurt any at all? Or is just part of life?
I think it's just part of life. I think it helps that maybe I have kids. And I'm like, I blame it on that. I'm like, I'm a mom. But no, it's not that at all. It's other things.
Well, and you know, like I always say, one of the most uncool things that you can do for any stage of cool is to be old and look like you're trying too hard to hang on to being young.
Right.
Or to do things that young people do.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. You know? Yeah, I get that.
If you saw me doing a TikTok dance and one of my kids is not, you know, making fun of me in the video.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if I just on my own was out trying to do a TikTok dance, that would be the most pathetic thing y'all had ever seen out of me.
Yeah. Or talking like it, like, oh, that's sus, you know? Yeah. Like,
or why are you capping?
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, don't forget, old girl Lindsay has rejoined the show. She worked with us for many years. 8 years ago was last she worked on the show, and she's back. So if you hear you know, when you hear a woman's voice and you're not watching the video, that's who it is. Her name's Lindsay.
Hey.
Lindsay. So, Lindsay, what is, just off the top of your head, the most feminine drink a man can be drinking? Not a gay man, just a normal, not that gay men aren't normal. I mean, like a heterosexual guy that maybe is looking to hook up with a lady at a bar or something.
A sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach is a very.
Can I get a sex on the beach?
What do you think, Riggins?
Something like, maybe like a fuzzy nipple or a fuzzy navel, whatever
you call it. Fuzzy navel, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Because I observed a group of young men, college age or just out of college, in Charleston over the weekend. And there were several women in the group with them about their age, just like maybe, you know, early 20s. And one of the guys I could tell was trying to gain the attention of one of the girls. And he was drinking a cranberry mimosa.
Oh,
girl.
The cranberry.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's champagne and cranberry juice as opposed to champagne and orange juice.
Which I think I would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, look at me, like I'm not just going to order a regular drink.
Yeah.
I want to make a scene here.
And right. In the flute? Was it in the flute?
Well, they had it in more of a small wine glass look,
okay.
But it was pink.
Okay. You know,
either way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cranberry that's so mimosa. Sweet.
So you wouldn't judge him by that, Lindsay, if he's trying to hit on you, but he was drinking a cranberry mimosa?
It'd be tough. If it was brunch, I might accept it. If it's at night,
no, it was lunch.
Like,
it was lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. Like they were watching football.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Yo, we need you to get a beer, sir. Okay.
Okay. What if I told you that the mimosas were on sale, like a happy hour special? Or the Saturday special or whatever. Would that make a difference?
I mean, when they're bottomless, you can't. I mean, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just like, I don't know, $4 or $5 mimosas, and the other cocktails and stuff were more expensive.
Yeah. We'd have to talk about it a little bit.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
But a mimosa, though, is not cheaper than a beer was. So you can't go with that.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Good point.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was this guy you?
Oh, no. Okay, right. No, these are young guys that were at the little sports bar where my wife and I had lunch.
Okay.
You know, I noticed them because I'm always observant.
Sure. You're
always,
and you don't have any problem ordering something that you might think is...
No, I don't. Not at all.
No, if you like it, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious.
But, you know, it's a lot easier for me now, Riggins, as an older fella, to judge younger fellas when they do something that I did.
Mm-hmm.
That back then I did and I was cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that I'm a grouchy old man, I can say, hey, that's stupid. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. You're so dumb. You know,
but thank goodness I've got you around to remind me, Riggins, that I have no room to talk when it comes to this kind of stuff and keeping me grounded. Thank you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You needing help with some cash? You need some money to pay some bills or go on a fall vacation, money for Christmas presents, whatever. That money you're looking for could be right there in the equity of your home. Call the mortgage expert if you're in North or South Carolina. He can help you. His name's Richard Toccato. He's the biggest sponsor of the TJ and Riggins show and everything else on the network. So it's homewithrichard.com, and see if he can save you thousands of dollars with, I don't know, tinkering around with your mortgage, whatever. You know, I'm not good with numbers, so it's no big deal. There is a new thing in the pet world. And we've talked about it before, but it's getting closer and closer. AI pets.
Oh, come on now. Mm.
So no more like real pets, real dogs are on the way out. They're not going to be in fashion probably. I'd say within the next 15 years, you're just going to have a bunch of people releasing these real dogs out because they don't need them anymore because they've gotten robot dogs. And Casio has, you know, the keyboard people.
Yeah.
They've released their AI pet, and it looks like a guinea pig. It doesn't walk, but it does squirm around and snuggle.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And so it shows that replacing real pets because it, you have to train it. It doesn't just come ready to do its thing. It responds to how you treat it or how you need it. Like if you're petting it and snuggling it, it knows that you want to snuggle. If it, you know, if it hears you, then it may need, you may need a little diversion from whatever's keeping you so busy and stressed. So it makes its little noises and it's all soft and furry and everything. So
you have to do the work anyway.
Except almost. You don't have to take it out to poop and walk it. And, you know, all of the things that dog owners complain about, you don't have to do. So you get all the benefits of a dog without the heartaches.
I'm going to be the first one to get this because my daughter wants another dog. And I said, nope, no more animals.
Oh, that's so nice.
So you get this and just, you know, takes the place of all of it.
That's creepy. It's a little tiny guinea pig sized thing running around your house. That is weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just the first attempt at it. They're going to be making real full sized dogs and all of that. Yeah. I assume.
I'd be.
No more walks in the rain, Riggins.
Actually, don't mind. I don't know. That is just weird.
And then people will be, you know, taking those AI pets, robot dogs into restaurants and all.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine the dog shows, how good those will be with those robotic dogs, how fast they'll be?
No, Rob, I can imagine how much attention the robot dog parent is going to get, which is why so many people are constantly forcing their dogs into public where usually they don't belong, is to get attention for the owners. So that's what's going to happen really when these robot dogs hit. Everybody's going to be out looking for attention through their robot dog.
That's true. Because
it's going to be the new thing.
Have you seen my new baby? His name's Clarence. Get out of here. Get the guinea pig robot.
And robot dogs will always be able to beat up regular dogs.
That's true. Yeah.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.